Evidence Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence Footprints, Don Nikoloff.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour on this January the 7th on the West Coast, now January the 8th on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone and everywhere else east of the East Coast. We'd like to also welcome those who may be listening in on Wind Talkers Radio Network and on BlogTalkRadio.com. It was kind of interesting. If you were tuned in just before the show started, Seth was playing the title track from my next CD, Spirals, and I was thinking, you know, this sounds pretty cool. I haven't really played my music on the show in almost 2 years, if not even further back than that. And when I'm finished getting my website in order and I pen the final part of the Three Stooges Go to Washington, this is the third character in the Three Stooges photo that we have in the first article, which is we have McCurley and we have Hilary, and that third part is on Hilary, by the way, and I've already done Mo Bama, so I've got one more installment, which may have to be divided into two parts, but all the research is done, and the piece is probably 90% written, and that's when this Eisenhower story came about, and so I got sidetracked a little bit, but it was important enough to dive into it, and I only spent, I think, a total of like 18 and a half days on the whole thing. Here I am now, I'm reorganizing my website, so it's taking a lot of time, but it's going to be worth it in the end, and it should be rock solid from intrusion and manipulation and attempts by hackers to interfere with it. That said, I will be focusing on producing some music, and I've had a lot of people ask me, in fact, I had someone ask me today, when are you going to play some music on your show? And here, before we went live on the air, Seth was playing one of the tracks from my next CD. So I'm going to decide what I will do with that, but I'm thinking that if I promote it the right way, I will donate proceeds to the homeless people around this country, people who are out of work, people whose homes have been foreclosed upon, and we can make it a hit and at the same time serve or solve some of our nation's problems, especially from a humanitarian perspective. So if you have thoughts on that, you're welcome to call in. I want to bring tonight's guest on board now. He, in his own right, is a talk show host. He has a show called A Marine's Disquisition, heard on Wind Talkers Radio Network and BlogTalkRadio.com 5 days a week, and he's a weekly guest here on Evident Footprints, my good friend, former U.S. Marine from 1967 through 1977, Drew Malone Raines III. Drew, welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. And from 1983, an electronic engineer, bar none.
Well, yes, I always...
we haven't stopped.
And we failed to mention that, but yeah, we're all jacks of all trades and masters at many, aren't we?
Somebody asked me one day, well, "What did you do for that 5 years?" Well, there was a difference there from our 6 years there almost. And I said, "Well, first of all, I went to the university, and second of all, I drove a truck over the road, and third of all, I enjoyed myself." After 10 years in the Marine Corps. You know, mm-hmm. And I would have stayed in, but war was a racket, and I learned it. I did not know at the time that it was basically a bloodline that I inherited from my great-great-uncle, but didn't know that Major General Smedley Darlington Butler was my great-great-uncle at the time. But I knew there was just too many backstabbing, too much backstabbing going on. So I resigned and left the Corps. And I've run into several other, I shouldn't say several. I've met more officers, enlisted personnel, who served 10 years in the Marine Corps during the Vietnam War and going into peacetime in 1977 that left the Corps.
Mm-hmm.
During the Carter administration,
yeah.
Then I have found retired from the Marine Corps that joined the Corps during a 5-year span of time that I joined in 1967. So with all of that said, now they ask, and Don, if you don't mind, I'd like to bring up a little salient fact here that no talk show is really talking about.
Well, bring it up, and I'll tell you if I mind.
Everybody wants to know why I scream on my show about war as a racket. First of all, ladies and gentlemen, the United States of America has become the Nazi, Hitler, Stalinist, Maoist, Pol Pot regimes that we have all, as private citizens, been appalled of and hated. We have allowed our children, those of us that were the children of our fathers, go off to war, maimed, lost our lives. Many of our personal friends have lost their lives. Some of my best friends have died for the elite, and I scream war is a racket. Here's an example. As of today, Iraq, 366,350. That is how many Iraqis have died. Men, women, children, and warriors, as well as terrorists, atheists, bar none. All grouped together, 1,366,350.
Now that's a huge
just in the country of Iraq.
That's not
Afghanistan. Now, when you go, Don, when you go and look at the census that's being taken. And all countries in the world have been taking their census. Normally here in America, we do ours every 10 years, and the United States has been working on theirs for the last 18 months. But when you go through and you look at the populations of what Iraq is, there's only 30,745,000 Iraqis, according to their last census, which was in 2005. Ladies and gentlemen, we in America, our personnel, United States military, in this Iraqi war, which I call an illegal war, this is the official acknowledgement of death total, 4,691. And what you're not being told, ladies and gentlemen, these 4,691 young men died on the soil in Iraq.
They haven't disclosed how many have died after they've taken.
But you go to the Veterans Administration and you look at the VA death rate, and you find another 17,000 American men and women that have died in Iraq. 17,000 have been buried above and beyond the 4,691. Now, we don't have the accurate down to the pencil point number. We have got someone working in the VA, and they are now at 17,000 571. And they're still counting. She tells me it will take another 3 weeks going through the records.
Now, you're just talking about casualties. You're not talking...
I'm talking about those bodies that have been buried by the Department of Defense, military veterans who go through the VA for burials.
What are the numbers like those that have been maimed, lost eyes, or, you know, lost body parts, for example?
Oh, well, no, that is a catastrophic amount, because this is going to blow you away. 127,500 plus or minus men and women have been maimed in Iraq. These are figures are from Iraq. There are no figures from Afghanistan at this moment. 127,500 have lost an arm, a leg, an eye, or multiple thereof. 17,571 additional men and women have died from wounds received in Iraq, but aren't classified as being killed in Iraq. And of that 17,571, ladies and gentlemen, they're not telling you that 2,911. Put that figure down and you double check it. You go look. 2,911 suicides by Iraqi soldiers within 30 days of returning back to the United States. Just in the year 2008.
My goodness.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, you hear the commercials on television, you hear the commercials on the radio about a father trying to talk to a daughter who went to Iraq, or a father trying to talk to a son who went to Iraq, or a wife trying to talk to her husband who went to Iraq. The tearjerker is they have not played the one of the little 8 or 9 or 10 year old girl trying to talk to her daddy. That commercial was made and sequestered off as too brutal. It is a major tearjerker. I had the pleasure to listen to it in a phone conversation. Now, I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I almost went to tears right there. I mean, I almost lost it. And I can understand why they're not playing that commercial. But that's what's happening. Because you, American citizens, aren't getting involved and saying, sir, no, sir. You're not pulling your son, your daughter, your husband off to the side and say, why are you doing this? Why are you supporting this war? It's not about 9/11. It's not about terrorism in American soil. It's not about fighting over there. Because if we don't fight them over there, we're going to fight them here? No, 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 ladies and gentlemen. That is the elitist mindset. That has been the doctrine of the military ever since 1945. We have a CIA that's gone amok. Totally crazy. We got a National Security Agency that's gone totally crazy. You doubt my word that it's all about control? Ladies and gentlemen, take a vacation. Get the heck out of the United States. Go to South America and fly. Go to the airport. And I don't care what major city, but don't go be flying a plane back to the United States. Fly a plane in and around any country, Venezuela, Nicaragua, Brasilia, Uruguay, Peru. Fly from one country to another. Fly from one city within that country to another. I have a personal friend right now who has been on a plane, four stops. He flew from London. He kissed his wife at the gate, hugged his daughter at the gate at London Heathrow with a plane flying nonstop to Caracas, Venezuela. 2 days in Venezuela, he jumped on a plane and flew to another major city in Venezuela. From there, he went from that major city to a major city in Peru. From Peru, he went to Brasilia. He called me tonight at 2100 hours, my time, to let me know that he had flown into Paraguay. And I asked him, I said, how much security are you going through? He said, none. He said, you know, people get on the plane. The plane I flew on tonight or this afternoon, there were people on there with boxes with chickens in them. There was one lady that came on and she had four piglets, baby piglets that were less than 3 weeks old.
And wasn't worried about the swine flu either.
And wasn't worried about the swine flu. Nobody was worried about, you know, kissing anybody in the airport. He had a woman walk up to him and hug him because there was nobody there to see him go from Peru down to Brasilia, and she felt sorry for him, so she came over and hugged him. She thought that everybody that flew on the plane needed to have somebody to show that they cared about him. But only in America, you can't fly from Little Rock to Memphis without being strip searched. And God forbid, try to fly out of Bangor, Maine, or out of Detroit, or out of Seattle and fly to the Washington, D.C., or across this country. The cost of this war and occupation in Iraq, as of today, repeat this, ladies and gentlemen, $715 billion. That's B as in Baker, Billboard, whatever. $715 billion, $698,128,167 as documented this afternoon at the close of business day, Washington, D.C., the GAO department that keeps a very accurate figure on the money being spent in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in India, in Pakistan, in Sudan, the Sudan, in Yemen, and Egypt. All on one paper. Iraq, $715 billion, $698,128,167. When are you going to stand up and say enough is enough? When are you going to say that the Boy Wonder intelligence agency of the CIA is abusing its power? Do you get the picture, ladies and gentlemen? Do you understand why my great-great-uncle, Major General Smedley Darlington Butler, was on point with war is a racket? The American elite, those members out there, it's their money that they're using to pad their pockets, and it's our money that's sending our sons and daughters off to war and dying. Do you understand, ladies and gentlemen, that we are the enemy? We, the United States of America, this vile nation, has become the Nazi, Maoist, Stalinist murderers that only Pol Pot in recent history was able to succeed in murdering over half of the population of his own country of Cambodia, killing out of a population of 6 million, reducing it to less than 3 in the late 1970s. And if it hadn't been for the Vietnamese to come in and put a stop to the carnage, he would have gotten rid of another 1 million people. But the Vietnamese came in because he was killing Vietnamese people that were living in Cambodia and working for the upper class Cambodians that Pol Pot was murdering. And when he started killing the Vietnamese people and the people that were left behind, so to speak, that didn't get murdered in the first wave, they wrote to the Vietnamese government and asked for help. And the Vietnamese Council in Phnom Penh saw the mass carnage. And Vietnam came into Cambodia. Otherwise, the population of Cambodia had been reduced to less than 2 million. It's taken 25 years for the population of Cambodia to go back up to 14 million. And only because the government paid women to have children. Some women had as many as 5 and 6 unmarried because there weren't enough men to go around. In some small towns, one man would have 5 or 6. He wasn't married to anybody, but he'd have 5 or 6 concubines with 4 or 5 children. And the population of Cambodia now is approaching 14 million. And believe it or not, it is a country that has got over 5 million Christians, believers in one true God. Counterterrorism in America is in shambles. We have become the enemy around the world. I'm a warrior, but I believe in honesty.
Drew, if I can say so, we become the enemy in our own country.
We become the enemy in our own country. Well, thank you, Don. That's right on. We've got people out here, ladies and gentlemen, like Don Nikoloff. I look to Don Nikoloff as the Thomas Paine of the 21st century. There is a doctor out there by the name of Dr. James David Manning, who's been interviewed on this network, who's been interviewed on my show. And Dr. Manning has just gotten out, and he's not getting the fight up against Barack Hussein, the long-legged Mac Daddy Obama. Don Nikoloff is not giving up the investigative reports that he does. And all of this winds and wires together because we've had all these men died in the last year in Afghanistan, in Iraq, under a usurper sitting in Washington, D.C. And the latest word is Dr. Manning is calling for a sit-in, massive march on Columbia University in New York. Columbia University is just 7 blocks from Dr. David James Manning Church. If you have the opportunity, you need to check on this and go to New York when Columbia University does its 2010 graduation, because people at Columbia University do not remember Barack Hussein Obama being there. Why? Because he wasn't there. Don Nikoloff discovered that. Don Nikoloff discovered his true birth. Don Nikoloff has told you about it, and yet we have our young men and boys and fathers and mothers dying. Not now, they're not dying in Iraq anymore in the droves. We're now dying in Afghanistan for big pharmaceuticals, for the poppy plant, for the drug trade that the CIA is doing. Those of you that had the courage watched governor, the former governor of the state of Minnesota, last night on his TV program, Jesse Ventura, in his conspiracy theory, and he showed you beyond a shadow of a doubt that our CIA is doing training Manchurian candidates. And what is a Manchurian candidate? He is a man or a woman that's trained to murder and then turn around and walk away and forget what they did. Classic example. The Beatles. Lead singer. New York City. Was murdered right in front of his wife. And the murderer, after killing
John Lennon,
after killing John Lennon, dropped a gun and picked up a book and started reading it. Didn't even know what he'd done. Didn't try to get away. Was less than 60 yards from the entrance to the subway system. Could have easily have dropped a gun or put the gun into his pocket and ran to the subway and disappeared. Nobody would have tried to stop him. Nobody thought anything about it. But he didn't run. He didn't do anything. Was he mind controlled? Was he a Manchurian candidate? To this day, he still says he doesn't remember pulling the trigger. And how about Sirhan Sirhan with the death of Robert Kennedy? Sirhan Sirhan was apprehended, and to this day he says he doesn't remember shooting the Kennedy. And people that apprehended him and arrested him at the hotel said that he was delusional, that he didn't know where he was, didn't know what he'd done. Jesse Ventura had it on his program last night, and I beseech you to check my news and views out tomorrow morning. The three W's, AMD.ELEquity.com, AMD, Alpha, Michael, Delta, period, Echo, Lima, Echo, Quasar, or Quebec, Ulysses, India, Tango, Yankee.com. The link will be there to the Jesse Ventura show from last night. Those of you that are on my news and views list, you're going to get a separate add-on sheet that's going to have all of Jesse Ventura's shows, all six of the previous shows. I beseech you all, ladies and gentlemen, to learn the truth, share the truth, because you have got the power. Don Nikoloff is doing his due diligence to bring you the evidence and post it on his website. On the Three Stooges goes to Washington, and the Mac Stooge Eisenhower, and the long-legged MacDaddy's actual birth. Knowing the truth and sharing the truth is two different things, ladies and gentlemen. You can have apathy all you want, but it's time to make a stand. And Don, I ask you, we are creating, I feel, as a warrior, we are creating enemy combatants in Afghanistan, in Yemen, because we're occupying their countries, and they're wanting to train their little boys and their little girls to become martyrs. showing these pictures. Well, you know, if you're a boy, you're going to get 17 virgins, and if you're a girl, you're going to be lined in all the silk and gold that you could possibly want. I'm asking you, Don, how are we going to combat and fight when we are the enemy?
Okay, to reference what you just said, first of all, that story about 72 virgins is one that was created by the CIA. You've got two factions of people that hate America. You've got the ones that have been mind-controlled as part of a black ops operation that's been underway even before the world wars took place. This goes back hundreds and hundreds of years. This was set up. And Al-Qaeda is a CIA creation. Anybody that's studied the CIA and studied Al-Qaeda sees the connections. And Osama bin Laden is the perfect example. He worked for Bush. The Bush family was partners with the bin Laden family. So to say that this guy is a terrorist, and I'm not saying that he didn't do anything, but did you ever see him do anything? He was always blamed for it, and he was always left to run free. This powerful military, this scientific, technological, industrial wonder called the United States of America can't find one person. They can't find one person, the most wanted person on the planet. They can't find him. And of course, he's been dead for a number of years. He's been dead for over 8 years. As of late December 2001 is when he died. They had to have a boogeyman to keep this phony war on terror. The terrorists are in Washington and in New York and all the central banks around the world. And they're in.
Wait a minute. I want to interject. I'm going to tell you, the terrorists are also at every airport. In the form of TSA, i.e., the Stasi SF.
Well, yes, you're just talking about another tentacle of the octopus, aren't you?
Correct.
Yes. So, now, that's not to discount what you're saying, because if we would be upset, and look at, you know, to an extent, people are upset because of illegal immigration. We're not against immigration. This country was built on immigration. However, there was also a lot of shenanigans being played, and that's what my research has been about, is uncovering the infiltration of foreign agents to take over this country. That's what we're experiencing now. So the history that we've been taught has been a lie, and the history I'm uncovering as to why it's a lie and who was behind it is very pertinent to what's going on today. That's always been my argument, and no one can change my mind on that. Because
well, nobody's going to change my mind on it. I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, the evidence is overwhelming. Now, this aspect of going into countries under the auspice, telling our people that we've been attacked by Muslims or Martians or people from Saturn. I don't care where you want to who you want to blame it on. They're in Washington D.C. and they're in New York and they're in London and other such cities around the world, where they've always conspired together to produce war, to profit, to maim, to murder, to rape, to pillage, to plunder, and every other adverb or verb you can think of to describe the atrocities that have been committed in the name of what? In the name of democracy, or, you know, a word that they don't even define, or in the name of peace? Where's the peace in this insanity? Okay? So, having a country be invaded by another country is certainly going to tick off some people. It's going to make people defend their country. Okay? We have not experienced the attack. There's not been a shot fired, as they said they would do in the Madrid Circular in 1950. When Germany and the Kremlin plotted to take over America, and in 1957, you recall the incident when Khrushchev slammed the heel of his shoe on the table. He took off his shoe and beat the table in the UN. and made a declaration that that America would fall, it would, he'd bring it to its knees without firing a shot. So they've had co-conspirators in this government. This government is traitorous, and that's what people need to recognize, that it's outright, as Bob Chapman said on your show today, the looting that's going on, the criminality that's going on is indescribable. It's, and I see this in my research. I see it while I'm reorganizing.
And let me go ahead and tell you, America has. Khrushchev was right. He didn't fire a shot. The United States has now indoctrinated the entire Communist Manifesto within its laws.
Yeah, yeah. So,
and now we've got the Communist Creed and the Stasi SS manning our airports. You cannot travel anywhere. Your papers, please. Your papers, please. Ladies and gentlemen, go to the airport. Your papers, please.
You don't even need to go to the airport. You can drive down to the store. It's getting like that.
It's getting that way. If you drive around your neighborhood and they've got a roadblock around the school using the idea, well, we got to protect the kids from speeders. But what does that have to do with setting up a roadblock and look at, and having me bring forth my driver's license, which I don't have, and I tell them I'm not required to have one, or your insurance papers on your car? What does the insurance papers protect your car for some unknown accident? Does a driver's license protect anybody, a child? Does the ownership of the automobile protect a child from going to and from school? Does a gun laying on the desk of a in your house next to six bullets? Do the bullets get just happily just jump up and get placed in the revolver and start shooting all by itself and killing somebody? No, there's evil behind it, and you don't outlaw guns because you've got an evil person that used a tool to kill somebody. He could have easily have gotten a knife. He could have easily have filled a Coke bottle up with gasoline. He could have easily have gone into any hardware store, bought some lye, one bottle of lye, some ammonia, and two other ingredients, Veda paste, and created homemade nitroglycerin.
Yeah. Drew, you referred to this this incident that occurred between Amsterdam and Detroit, this flight, this so-called terrorist from Sudan. There at the airport in Amsterdam, the conversation sort of went, let this man on board this plane. He doesn't have a passport. He doesn't have any identification. And they said, we can't do that. And he said, oh, yes, you can. We do this all the time.
And well, I didn't hear. The gentleman that I heard that from was a lawyer out of Chicago.
Actually, Michigan, I think.
Or Michigan.
Yeah.
And he did not hear that story, but, I mean, I did not hear him say that exactly, but he did hear that, well, if he hasn't got a passport and he hasn't got any papers, you have to see my supervisor.
Mm-hmm. Well, they
now, this is a man in a black suit, white shirt, and a black tie. And he takes this Arab-looking individual, leaves the area, and comes back 10 minutes later, and the woman, and a pregnant woman, and that was the wife of this individual, was visibly upset when she saw this man escorted onto the plane. He bought a ticket with cash, one way. He looked like a Muslim. He dressed like a Muslim. But he was able to get on the plane without any identification because somebody dressed in a black tie, a white shirt, and a black suit Does that not sound like the CIA to you, ladies and gentlemen?
Well, yeah, I was going to say that's a CIA operation all the way. No doubt.
We've got U.S. forces now moving into Afghanistan, and we are being advised at the VA, the Department of Veteran Affairs, to expect 500 deaths a month. 500 deaths a month over the coming year. And listen to this. 5,000 wounded veterans a month. And that's just the U.S. forces. They're predicting the Western forces to have somewhere in the neighborhood of 5,000 killed and wounded in the coming months.
From what cause?
From this invasion into Afghanistan.
How can they predict that? They can't even predict the weather.
Yeah, I got that. Well, wait a minute here. Al Gore, he's the guy that invented the internet. He says we got global warming at 10 degrees in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Yeah. Yeah, we got close to a foot of snow today, so.
China is digging out of the worst snowfall and Arctic blast in 60 years. North Korea is digging out of the worst Arctic blast in 70 years. Russia is now not reporting how bad it is, but my girl there in Sochi, Russia, she tells me that her aunt, who lives in St. Petersburg, has been iced in, snowed in for the last 4 days. It's reporting that this has been the worst winter in Leningrad's history, and Yashina's aunt is 75 years old. She cannot remember it being this bad in Leningrad. She cannot remember how bad it was even before that, with her mother talking about how bad Leningrad was iced and snowed in back in the days of the Tsars. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we've got global warming out here. They're having the worst winter in Scotland, in England. Don, I want to tell you, have you got your snowball ready to go?
I was going to say, be careful not to pass gas, because they'll tax you on it.
I heard that. I mean, right now, there is a gas pipeline that runs through Herzegovina that if something happens to that gas that Russia is selling to Eastern or Western Europe, there's going to be some major, major, major catastrophes in countries like France and Germany, in Luxembourg, in Andorra. Those countries live off of that major gas that comes in through the Ukraine and Herzegovina, and there's some problems out there, big time. And we're not talking about a little bitty gas line, people. We're talking about a gas pipeline that has got a diameter of 6 feet. Inside diameter of this pipe is 6 feet. And it's under complete pressure, running natural gas through this pipeline so that Western Europe can have gas to heat their homes. And by the way, Don, a lot of people think Western Europe, They have to stop and think about it for a second, because England is a Western country from Russia, because it's due west. So people think about that. We're talking about Germany, France, Spain, the border countries there on the English Channel. They're hurting. They've got ice and snow, and they don't know what to do.
You think Al Gore will give back that money he got for writing that piece of trash?
How about the Nobel Peace Prize you got? Not the Peace Prize, the Nobel, it was the Oscar. He got the Oscar for his global warming.
Oscars for acting.
Yeah, well, it was for his documentary.
Oh, for the documentary, he got an Oscar for that? Are you kidding?
Yeah, he got an Oscar for the documentary on global warming.
Boy, and you think sports is fixed?
By the way, for all those out there that think that I don't pay attention sometimes, I do know that Alabama won the national championship. Big deal. The only thing that's come out of that game tonight with Alabama and Tennessee is there's going to be a new statue erected down at the Alabama field house next to Bear Bryant, and it's going to be Nick Saban. And Nick Saban, because he won a national championship, they erect a statue. Nick Saban happens to be the first coach ever of a Class 1 school to win two titles for the national championship at two different universities. So, okay, now we got football over with. Bring on the pizza, bring on the six-pack of beer, and let's enjoy our seven-course dinner.
Yeah, well, to go back to your question a while back.
Yes, sir.
About what we're going to do, or, you know, our reputation around the world. You know, what we're hearing in the media is all propaganda. You got to understand that.
Well, here, let me throw this at you. You think this is propaganda?
I'm not finished yet.
I'm sorry.
Let me make that statement and you can talk.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
All right. It's propaganda. So you're hearing Al-Qaeda this, Al-Qaeda that. It's a CIA creation. Understand that. Now, they're using the CIA, and they're not identifying it for us. They're not telling the people in America, oh, the CIA is really behind this. They're not going to tell you that. But everybody internationally knows that. These people in these other countries know that. You think it was an accident that 13 CIA agents were killed in Afghanistan? And what are they doing? Are they talking with the Taliban, or are they singing songs to for the benefit of the poppy plants? Okay, it's obviously something drug related, or just a hit on somebody. There was somebody that screwed up, and they had to get him out of the way, or as a warning. Okay, it was a warning to the CIA from another country. I don't have the details. They could have been murdered by Mossad agents, or they could have been murdered by any intelligence agency from another part of the world. GRB, KGB, could be anybody. Who knows? They're not telling us why we're in Afghanistan, you see. We know why. We've talked about it ad nauseum on our shows, you and I and others. We know why we're there. The general public thinks that we're there in Afghanistan because of what happened on 9/11. No, that's not right. That's not true at all. There's not a word of truth behind that. What happened on 9/11 to us is the same thing that's happening in other countries by the same group of people. They're in Washington, and they're in New York, and they're in the city of London, and Berlin, Frankfurt, and other financial communities around the world, financial centers, the banking elite, the cabal, that makes their money off the military-industrial complex. The creation of wars, the murdering of millions of people, the theft of all of their property, all their assets, and the destruction of lives in the millions every time. And so... That's the reality. Whether people want to face that or not, that is the reality. And when it starts happening here, then it's going to sink in, but it's going to be too late. And that's been your message. For people to wake up, because it doesn't have to happen.
No, it doesn't. And ladies and gentlemen, Don is right on point. It doesn't have to happen. We, the people, have the power. We, the people, have got to unite. We've got to start right now. We've got to start talking to our sons and daughters and say, sir, no, sir. You have to talk to your sons and daughters. This war is a racket. Look, you don't believe me. Listen to this. 9 people killed in Afghanistan market bombing today. Suicide bomber struck a crowded market after going after a platoon of Marines. No Marines were injured. Explosion arouses new Afghan anger at the U.S.-American forces as they were inspecting an engineering project in eastern Afghanistan. 3 Afghani women were murdered by this Afghani suicide bomber whose bomb went off before the armor carrier came by with the American delegation.
Now, Drew, if I can interrupt just for a second, you mentioned, who was this? John David Chapman. Was that the name of the guy that murdered John Lennon?
Yes.
Okay, and or something. It was a guy named Chapman. And then Sirhan Sirhan. Now, he may not have even fired a shot at Kennedy. He may have just been there as a stooge, much like us.
I wasn't there. I only saw what was that later at the point.
Yeah.
You're right. We don't know.
But the point I'm making is that these individuals are mind-controlled. Okay, when they had the first Iraqi invasion, you remember how quickly the Iraqis gave up? They surrendered. They were crawling out of the foxholes at the feet, groveling at the feet of their attackers, the American forces that were there to liberate the people of Iraq. You remember that war?
Back, I understand that.
Okay. And they used technology on them, mind control technology. Okay. Dr. A. Truett, who we both have on the show, wrote a very detailed paper on the sound of silence, the secret mind control technology that they used on those troops. So you can create a mind controlled individual, a monarch. That's what Project Monarch is about. A Manchurian candidate to go in there and do this. Someone who doesn't even know they're doing it, because no person is going to just kill themselves for these CIA-invented reasons, like the 72 virgins. There's nothing in the Quran about that. That's a tale that they spun to make us think that these people are inhuman, you see, and that they don't value human life. It's those that don't value human life who invent these stories. That's the point I want to make.
I understand. And what I was about to read when you brought that point out, I just got hacked. I just got totally knocked off the internet with my VA story of that I got from an inside person in Afghanistan to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I have a man over there in Afghanistan. We've had a Navy SEAL murdered. And I was going to go down and read the report into different cities. But I don't have the list now, but I will do this from memory. In one city, 3 children murdered. Another city, 27 men and women, or men, women and children murdered at a market. Another city, 17 police officers were murdered. All this in the last 3 or 4 days around Afghanistan. Another article was 12 people murdered by a terrorist. Supposedly. Another story read that the United States Air Force had sent a missile into a town and 37 people had been killed. We have a bomb dropped in another town where there were 18 people wounded and 5 people were killed. We got another catastrophe going on that 167 people were wounded when the bridge was blown up by the Air Force drone. Unknown casualties are dead. Ladies and gentlemen, we are the enemy. We are the hooligans. And unless you get down deep and personal in this war and understand that this could be your child. This could be your husband. This could be your wife. These people in Afghanistan, in Iraq, in Yemen, they could care less about you now because they haven't got anything else to live for. 60 Minutes ran the story of the Australian platoon that went in and killed a man, his wife, his daughter, and his niece looking for terrorists in a private home. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand, these people are living in a world. They don't have trees. They don't have gardens. But we're the murderers. We're the occupiers. We're the SS. We're the Stasi. And we're murdering these people. And you want to know why these men, fathers, sons, daughters, wives are coming back from Afghanistan and Iraq and sitting at the breakfast table, looking out in a daze in the world, not wanting to talk about what they did because they know in their hearts it was wrong? And we are controlled. We are controlled right here in America. The hackers have succeeded in attacking my computer and throwing up their latest games for me to go play. But I'll have it all cleaned up for tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Don Nikoloff is the Thomas Paine with the truth. And thank you for having me on your show, Don. My website, the three W's, amd.elequity.com. If you don't like what I've got to say, turn the dial. If you like what I've got to say, come visit. If you want my news and views, send me an email, drewraines@yahoo.com, and I'll put you on an email list, and you will get anywhere from 30 to 50 headline news stories that aren't really published around the major newspapers in the United States every day, Monday through Friday, sometimes on Sundays. I'm on the air every day from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., Chicago time, New Orleans time, 2200 hours, Greenwich Mean Time. And for those of you over there in Yorba Linda, that's 2 p.m. in the afternoon for you, with the little hand on the 2 and the big hand on the 12. And I do commercial breaks at the half hour and the top of the hour, so you get plenty of time to get a rant and a rave. But one thing you're going to hear on my show, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to hear the truth. I don't get paid for it. I do my show because I want the truth out there, and I pray that maybe somebody will have an extra couple of dollars to put a donation in. But I don't care. Come listen for free. The news and views is free. The archives are free. I don't sell nothing. Why should I sell something that I accumulate that you need to know about? Am I your enemy because I tell you the truth? There's people out here that attack Don Nikoloff, that attack BBS Radio, that attack other truth seekers like Greg Evenson, but they attack us individually in person. They don't attack the messages that we put out. And thank God for networks like BBS Radio that allow Don Nikoloff to consistently bring fantastic guests and people that bring the truth to your doorstep. Thank you, Don. God bless.
My pleasure, Drew, and I want to remind the listening audience, you'll be on next Thursday again. You and I got to talk, too, because I'm moving the schedule around a little bit, breaking it up, the routine. But you'll be on every
week. I'm taking a vacation.
If you take a vacation, just give me the number where to reach you. It's been great, and thanks for your input and your wisdom and your experience. And for allowing me to share my views as well, you know.
Just remember this, Don. I don't care what anybody says. There is a coming collapse in America, and you better prepare, and you better understand what the truth is. I'll leave you with that statement. You better prepare, and you better understand what we're going to have to cope with, because I don't want to fight this new revolution again in 30 years. I'll be too old. I'm 62 years old, and I can fight now. But when I'm 92, I don't know what I'm going to be like. I just hope to be a father with a fishing pole enjoying my grandchildren.
All right. Well, Drew, we got to say goodnight. Thanks a lot. And
God bless.
I'll talk to you soon. I'm going to be on your show again next week, right?
Monday with Greg Evenson.
Yes, okay, looking forward to that. So,
yeah, by the way,
Mary Joan Mondello, were you going to say?
No. We're talking about Ponder.
Marianne Ponder.
I know you're listening, Marianne. You did good, girl.
Right on. Okay, Drew, you have a good night. Folks, you've been listening to Heaven and Footprints on BBSRadio.com, and tonight's special guest, former U.S. Marine, Drew Malone Raines III. And be sure to tune in to A Marine's Disquisition, Monday through Friday, on blogtalkradio.com and on Wind Talkers Radio Network around the world. His website, again, amd.elequity.com. Special thanks also to Wind Talkers Radio Network for airing this broadcast and blogtalkradio.com. Those of you in the United States, we're going to say goodnight to Seth, who's been doing the sound tonight, and also those other folks behind the scenes at bbsradio.com. Be sure to tune in tomorrow. I've got scientist and inventor Jim Murray as our special guest. In the meantime, I wish all of you a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.